This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, live on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those helping in the coronavirus fight effort right now across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all around the country, all around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us over on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, and I got to get this right because Flip's listening, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I think Flip agrees that that was okay because he gave me a thumbs up. All right, let's say the pledge again. Rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's why we say that. Now, we had one whale of a day yesterday down here in Florida. Our governor announced the opening up of the state, per se, phase one, and there's a phase two to this and a phase three as well. Our phase one program is going to at least be, we've got the beaches that are going to be open for us a couple of hours, and parking is a little bit limited because they don't want to, you know, back all the beaches up for hours at a time and all that, like has been known to happen. But at least our governor's got plan A and works here. And if everything works the way that they believe it's going to, and the people try to work along with it with the social distancing thing and the restaurants that are opening up now, too, with 25% capacity to start with, but they can put more tables outside if they want to make up for the lost tables on the inside. That's all, you know, going to help a little bit. So at least we got the right idea going here.
Absolutely. Your governor has intelligence, and he cares about his state and the economy. And he's not trying to kill it off like a certain governors that I'm too familiar with.
The one in Illinois?
the one in Michigan, the one in Illinois, New York. I mean, the list is extensive. Pennsylvania. It goes on and on. But you guys are blessed with Ron DeSantis. He's doing it the right way, in my opinion. And, you guys can start, reinvigorating the economy. And things of that nature, and so it's all good. And as it heats up, it's already hot down there, so the disease doesn't have a prayer. In Florida anyway, as far as I'm concerned.
And so California, too. And California, too. It's in the hundreds out in the desert and 90s and near L.A. and whatnot, and I don't know why they closed the beach when it's that warm.
Well, he has the same mindset. Newsom has the same mindset as Whitmer here in Michigan and the governor of Pennsylvania. They're trying to do harm to the economy and this, that, and the other, and they think people are stupid said they'll all blame Trump for it, but they're the ones going to get blamed, and it's going to backfire on these people. So it's wonderful the way, you know, what you guys are going through right now as far as reopening your economy. I'm happy for you, you guys, but we've got a real fight on our hands here in Michigan, where the governor just yesterday, after a drive-in, you know, met all of the requirements that she laid out. Then she turns around and she says, well, I think I'm going to shut that down now. A drive-in theater where cars are going to be so many feet apart, 20 feet apart or whatever, food will be delivered directly to the cars and everything. No problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she turns around and says, well, I'm going to shut you down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just to tweak the people. She is not about trying to help the people or doing anything because she thinks, oh, my God, the virus is so bad. Listen, that's not the case. This woman is evil, just like all the Democrat governors. They're trying to wreak harm.
Yeah. I need to address a question here. They're asking me, Eric is asking me, is the 25% capacity based on fire code or and occupancy? Well, the answer to that is yes. The 25% is based on your building occupancy and abiding by the safety guidelines, which is OSHA and CDC regulated, and that happens to be the fire code's part of that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, I have a suggestion for all Americans out there, all of them. I think someone mentioned it last week on your show, and I've been mentioning it myself. I think all Americans should just get out and get busy and just ignore a lot of these governors, because the governors are the ones that are bringing more and more harm. They're killing the businesses off. And I heard Chris Markowski talking about they may be raising taxes and all of that.
Oh, they are. They are.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah. Your state has already come out and said there was a mayor or something. One of the, I forget, might, was, I don't know, there was a mayor somewhere in the Midwest, and your state was one of them, where they were going to raise the taxes. It said property taxes 31.7%.
Yeah, and that's the worst thing you can do. You never raise taxes in a downturn, and especially an artificially created downturn such as this. You don't do that. You increase the activity, and you make it more available, easy for people to, do economic things so the economy can grow.
Yep. Well, hold that thought, and we'll be right back. And LJ, who has a residence in Michigan, says Whitmer is just plain mean. She will pay at election time. I hope you're right, LJ. I hope you're right, and I'm right there with you. I totally agree. She is mean. I can't believe that woman and what she's doing. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Whether you care to recognize it or not, we, the people of the United States of America, are literally in a battle for our lives and, at the very least, a war for our good way of life. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, millions and millions of sovereign Americans and people throughout the world witness a huge breakout of flu and virus attacks every single year. Unfortunately, there are those who possess great sources of wealth, political, academic, and media influence, who have a perspective on life and national direction that differs greatly from the founding principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Many like Bill Gates, Dr. Rat Fauci, and others believe in massive population control and reduction and eugenics. People of that ilk do not value life as many of us do, who view life as a blessing that, unless one murders without cause, should be free to live to completion the life God has granted them. That is why it is imperative that we, the people who have faith to maintain and be willing to fight back against those who seek to use a medical crisis, whatever its origin, as a reason to control us from cradle to an early grave. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news.
All righty, well, that's Ron Edwards, and we'll be right back with him in just a second. I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Check them out online, first of all, and then I'll tell you how to find their dealerships, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, pastors, too, get preferred pricing on the vehicle that you you choose. Now, it gets better than that, because if you tell them the captain sent you, you get another $500 off a certified pre-owned or a brand-new vehicle. Now, want to get your car serviced? Guess what? All veterans, all active military, all first responders, pastors, and military family members, too, get 15% off the service on your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan. Two locations to serve you in Tampa. They have the Moss Family Automotive Dealerships with Moss Nissan at 11001 North Florida Avenue. Right beside it is Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue. That's right there in North Tampa. And then in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, the big old Moss Nissan flagship store right there. And the other one is up in Crystal River on US 19, just north of the airport. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Whatever it takes, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Save yourself a bunch of money on your next vehicle, or just get your vehicle fixed. All right, Ron Edwards is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I want to mention something here, because the Godfather chimed in here, and he had something to say, and he says, every Democratic-controlled state, they're all doing the same thing. States are trying to lock down. They're all trying to lock down. Democrats are trying to take this country back from the president. I hope the people from those states learn the lesson and don't put the Democrats back in office. Well, you know, the person that's tied up all the money that's they're still waiting for, you know, there's people still haven't got their stimulus checks. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That was Nancy Pelosi that tied it up for, about 3 weeks and made everything 3 weeks longer.
Yeah, and now she's pretending that, we can't go back to work because the doctor says that Congress cannot go back to work.
Well, that's because she's 80 years old.
If
she was 50, the doctor would have said, go ahead, you're fine.
But she's not the only 80-year-old one.
I know that.
And you know, it's probably a wink-wink thing, and he's probably a Democrat, too, and they're all working together.
Mm-hmm.
She's another one of those witches that needs to be booted out of office for the good of California.
The good of the country.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about General Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. The news is coming fast and furious, pardon the pun on that one. The news is coming fast and furious about documents that have been revealed, made public, and there definitely is obviously, as what has been reported since just about the beginning, an active effort to get General Flynn to lie or be fired or admit to being in violation of the Logan Act. They tried to do everything they possibly could to him. This is all kind of on hold right now because they still haven't sentenced him, which he pled guilty to a charge that he was apparently led into or entrapped into doing. And I understand the reason why he did it. They were going to take his son and throw the book away and throw him away for a long time.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy, and he wasn't going to allow his son to be screwed over for no reason. And, in one of the notes written by an unidentified government official.
A lawyer.
Yeah. Truth, admission, or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired. Question. Also, a note written by former FBI head of counterintelligence, Bill Priestap. After meeting with then FBI Director James Comey and then FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe showed an effort to get Flynn to admit to breaking the Logan Act.
Yeah.
This is, they all should go to jail. And I think that Comey needs to lead them, be the first one thrown into prison. They all need orange suits and silver bracelets. I know you think that Comey won't go to jail. I think there's a possibility that he can go to jail because of things that he has said.
Well, there's always a possibility, but here's the thing. We had a question in the last hour. You probably didn't hear it. Do we think that this could lead to Obama and Hillary? And the answer to the question they asked of Denise Simon was, yes, it could, but nothing will happen to them.
And why do you think... Something should happen. Former President Barack Obama fired Flynn as a defense intelligence agent.
Yes, he did.
In 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And warned the Trump transitional team.
Yep.
Section 1016 against hiring SLAM.
Correct.
So, see, this goes back to Obama. They were always trying to screw this guy, and this guy has done nothing as far as I can
see. Well, he was running a counterintelligence agency to the CIA because of what John Brennan was doing, and Flynn picked up on that, and Brennan and Flynn had a running riff back and forth together, which is why Obama stepped in and got rid of Flynn. He was not going to get rid of Brennan because Brennan was running cover for Obama.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So this is the deal here is Flynn was doing the right thing. All these other players were doing the wrong thing. Flynn was checking it out. They got rid of him. They wanted to screw him even more so after Ali Obama left office.
Mm-hmm.
And all those people need to be Haymanized. They need to be boomeranged into prison, seriously.
Well, believe me, I don't disagree with you. I just don't believe it's going to happen in several cases. Now, Strzok and Page, I would say probably 75-25 that they will get charged with something, but they've got to roll over on somebody up above them for it to continue, and if they don't, then it stops there.
Yeah, well, Comey said certain things on you know, it's been recorded, it's been said on television. And he said that they basically set Flynn up, even saying, well, he just didn't know. And we sent the two guys over, we told him they were coming, and he didn't know. He basically admitted it was a setup. So if he knew and he admitted it, he should pay for that.
Now let's talk about something else here with all the different states that are going on here. The Nevada, state of Nevada, they've lost about 46, almost 50% of their revenue in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Now my buddy Wayne Allen Root last Friday ran a big caravan. They had over 500 cars and trucks that were running circles around the governor's state office building in Las Vegas and about 2,000, 3,000 people somewhere in that category on the ground protesting out front. The Las Vegas mayor wants Las Vegas open now because of the revenue they keep losing. And that's another state where the governor himself has said, well, we're going to have to raise the taxes to make up for the difference. That's another state.
maybe this is what a lot more of the American people needed to experience firsthand. And to the point where it's such a hard time on them, in order for them to understand that it is unnecessary to vote in Democrats into these offices now.
Yeah.
Because this Democrat, the governor of Nevada is trying to harm that state.
Yep.
Okay, even by opening it.
Okay.
He wants to harm them through higher taxes.
All right, we will talk to you again on Tuesday. Have yourself a great weekend, and they'll hear the Edwards Notebook on Saturday.
All right, be blessed. Bye.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're coming right back. Bo Browning is going to give us a call from the National Aviation Academy. And, Eric, I see your notes there. I'll take a look at it during the break. But I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it has proven is that A drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months. I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician. In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, and this portion of the program is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and on the telephone line, I've got Bo Browning, who is with National Aviation Academy. And good morning, Mr. Bo.
Good morning.
And you are, what, the Senior Vice President of Admissions, is that right?
No, actually, I'm the Senior Vice President of Education.
Ah.
My title that really matters is Director of Education, so I'm directly responsible to the Federal Aviation Administration for the education requirements under Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulations. So I'm the person that has to make sure that we're doing the right thing and training the students with the right material and meet all the requirements.
Well, I have heard from two of your students since I asked for questions yesterday, and one of them is named Terry. That's the only name I have. I don't ask for last names. I just ask for first names. And he's out there in Arizona, and he said he graduated 4 years ago, and he said he was looking at 1,700 aircraft, 700 of which were Southwest Air, which the company he was working for had been contracted to inspect and do whatever needed to be done with those aircraft to get them back up in the air again. He said, we have a year's worth of work in front of us.
Sure, absolutely. You know, as air travel diminished due to the COVID-19 situation, the airlines parked these aircraft. You know, those aircraft have to be maintained. They have to be inspected. They you can't just sit them out there and do nothing with them. And before they get returned to service, obviously they got to go through all the service checks to make sure that they are safe to fly. So there is a lot of work. There's a lot of work to maintain them while they're sitting on the ground. There's a ton of work to get them back flying once air travel starts picking up. So it's completely reasonable that the airlines are parking those aircraft. People aren't driving their cars. Airlines aren't flying all their airplanes.
Mm-hmm. And there's an air base, used to be an air base, now it's a National Guard air base, it's a field, it's actually called March Air Field, used to be March Air Force Base, and there's a whole bunch of planes that are there, and we heard from Barry in California, who also is a graduate of yours from, again, 3 years ago, not four, but 3 years ago, and he's saying that there's several hundred aircraft there, and he's going to be busy for the next several months.
Sure, absolutely. Like I said, you know, the airlines are parking their fleets. You know, the aircraft that they don't need to use, they're going to park them. Once air travel picks up, they'll pull them all back out of preservation, and they'll put them all back in the air, and they'll start flying them again. So, you know, it's completely reasonable. The aviation industry is going to rebound. You know, everybody needs to relax, in my opinion. And, you know, if air travel is just as safe, if not safer today, as it was 5 years ago. If you got on an airplane 5 years ago and you weren't worried about the people inside that pressurized tube with you, hey, you shouldn't be worried today, because 5 years ago, there was people in there that were sick every day. And if you had concerns about it back then, you should have the same concerns today. If you didn't have concerns back then, you shouldn't have concerns about it today.
Yeah, I can remember being on a few aircraft in my day, and people would be there coughing and hacking, and if it was one person by themselves, the stewardess would usually ask them if they'd like to sit at the rear of the plane to move them away from everybody, and that's what they did.
Sure. You know, every time I've ever stepped foot on an airplane, you know, I had concerns about people being on that airplane that were sick. You know, me being an aircraft mechanic, you know, I'm intimately familiar with what an airplane looks like when you've got all the seats and the carpet and sidewalls out of it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I've always been concerned. Anytime I've uh-huh. ever flown, the week before I started flying, I've started taking a ton of vitamin C to build my immune system.
Yeah.
Because you're inside a pressurized tube. But like I said, if you had concerns about catching something from somebody else 5-10 years ago, well, then you still have those concerns.
And I got
if you didn't have concerns about it last, you shouldn't have concerns now.
And I got a question from our listener, Elizabeth, and Elizabeth wants to know, are they going to turn the seats around, every other seat in an aircraft, like what we're starting to see?
I have not seen that. I haven't read any articles about that.
They have commercials that are showing it.
Like I said, I haven't seen it. I would highly doubt that the airlines are going to reconfigure their entire fleet of aircraft to accommodate an anomaly that's going on in this world right now. But then again, we have hysteria on our hands.
Yeah.
So I really don't know.
Yeah, because I saw one of the commercials for the redesign of an aircraft that was on a newscast, actually, not a commercial, and they were showing how the middle seat and the three-seat aisle was going to be turned in the opposite direction.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't seen any of that. I would honestly have to believe
that. Takes quite a bit of work to do that.
It takes a lot, quite a bit of work, but it's, you know, you might have to get into the actual specifications of the aircraft manufacturer, you know, these aircraft are all built with certain specs. So, you know, there's what's called there's certain requirements that you cannot change on an airplane once it's built.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen it. It'd be hard for me to imagine airlines are going to change their entire fleet of aircraft for a anomaly that, quite honestly, hasn't proven by the statistics to be nearly as bad as what everybody said it was going to be.
Now, we know more and more young people are not going straight off to college from high school, that more have chosen to go the technical school route. They're coming out with a vocational school, trade, and this, that, and the other. You've got a campus up in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, another one right here in Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida area. But what they don't tell these young people is that when they come out, some of the jobs that they're qualifying for actually happen to be union jobs. And when you take that union job, you are going to wind up as an apprentice. And you can be an apprentice for as long as a year, making 80% of whatever the bottom line salary is, not the salary you think you're going to get. And the one thing about National Aviation Academy is when you go there, they're going to start out around $60,000 a year on a 40-hour week, and they can make a lot more than that if they just want to apply themselves, right?
Sure. You know, the people that come through the program at National Aviation Academy, either one of our campuses up in Massachusetts or down here in Florida, you know, they have an opportunity for a very good paying job and career. So, you know, check the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You know, don't be scared about what's going on in the world right now. The United States and the world will rebound. Air travel will pick up. There is a need for mechanics. There will always be a need for mechanics. So, you know, if you think you're interested in becoming an aviation maintenance technician, you know, reach out to National Aviation Academy, see if we're the right fit for you.
Yeah, and the phone number, if you want to call them, is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always ask to take the tour, because pick your facility, either Concord, Mass, or the one here in Clearwater. Take the tour. You'll find out what it is you're going to be getting yourself into, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, currently right now, we're like everybody else. We're trying to work through this whole COVID-19 restrictions and guidelines. We want to get back open as soon as possible. We want to be able to invite people back into our facility so they can take those tours live and see what's really going on in the building. But, you know, everybody has to work together right now. Everybody has to be understanding. We're doing the best to make sure that we have a safe and well thought out educational process for all of our students and for all of our staff members. So just bear with us. National Aviation Academy will be up here running as normal as soon as reasonably possible at both of our locations.
There you go. And, Bo, I want to thank you for being on the program today. We look forward to talking to you again next week. And I was very happy we were able to get those students in there that are now working full time.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I'm glad they're doing well out there.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give him a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. All righty. I'll be right back. Final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA.
Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today it's going to be breezy, so small craft should exercise caution because this morning there'll be numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Winds start out of the southwest, then they turn around to the northwest with a little cooler temperatures coming in. They'll be blowing around anywhere from 15 to 30 miles an hour, which means it's going to become real choppy out there in the waters. It may be already. Seas will be 2 to 4, 4 to 5, might have some 6 or 7 footers out there in the Gulf and the Bay. The Gulf water temperature and the Bay water temperature both stands at 79 degrees right now. And we had our low tide at 2:55 a.m. with our high tide coming at 7:17 a.m. Now, let me just remind you, I have been active with the Freedom Boat Club since 1989 when my then wife and I came down here to Florida to visit my parents. And we used to come down here for a week at a time, and then it became a couple of weeks. And then when my mom passed away, we came down to visit my dad, and we stayed a month at a time. And we just got a little bit more involved in the Freedom Boat Club, and they've been around since 1989. Now, we belonged to the boat club down in Venice, and then when we moved to Lakewood Ranch, we changed our location to Marina Jackson, Sarasota, and never thought too much about it. We were very happy members until, I don't know, about 2006 or so, and then I got so busy with stuff I was doing with the radio show and whatnot that I didn't have time, so I stopped being an active member. But now I'm back up here in Tampa, and here they are, and here I am, and there they are over at Tyson's Landing, which is where I go and have a good time. But there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Yep. And since we all have been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, have a great time on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, or you were going cross country in the motorhome and you decided not to do that, and you still got some money to invest, well, how about thinking about becoming a member of the Freedom Boat Club? Because membership has its advantages, and they've got 213 locations all across the country. Right here in Tampa Bay, the largest franchise, 30 locations and 500 boats, and once this epidemic, this coronavirus thing will get done, they'll start expanding again. So think about this for a second. You can join them, get all the beauty, all the benefits that the Freedom Boat Club has to offer without owning a boat, without all the work. Just make a reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. That's the Freedom Boat Club. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And for a limited time, everybody gets a month free off their membership and $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. 213 locations across the country. Go check them out. You'd be glad you did. Alrighty, let me drift down over to the telephone line here. Okay, Mr. Eric, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, sir? Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this kind of quick. You've got maybe two or three topics you've been talking about this evening.
Yeah, and I got Wyoming on the line right behind you.
Yeah, roger that. Real quick. So you were talking with Miss Denise, and she was talking about names coming to light: Shear, Talbot, Hill, Browder, and I forget some other one. Those names are deeply involved with the State Department, number one, as far as shaping foreign policy and stuff, particularly, you know, Ukraine's come up and stuff.
Yep.
That's number one. Number two, this COVID-1984 issue that we're facing, we got going on. Who allowed the flights to come into the United States from abroad after President Trump said, no, we're not going to allow any flights in. We're essentially shutting the border down. That was people in the State Department. That's number two. So there's two State Department connections there. Who was doing all this stuff, allowing all these Chinese nationals to come in, Chinese scientists, who turned out to be Chinese military People's Liberation Army members and officers? That's the State Department.
Correct.
We need a clean house in the State Department, with all due respect. I know that we have, his name escapes me right now, Pompeo, Secretary Pompeo, mm-hmm. in there right now, but he's just the head. There are unelected.
I know they got the people that were stuck in there by Obama that we can't get out. You got it.
Roger that. Last point here. Everyone's talking about how all this investigation, you know, it particularly goes back to General Flynn. Everyone ends up speaking about with the FBI director, Comey, former FBI director Comey. It all ends with, it's Comey this and Comey that. Where's the attorney general, the former attorney general, Loretta
Eric Holder?
Office. Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and all this fiasco going on.
By the way, who was Flynn's first legal firm?
I forget. No,
it was the firm that had Eric Holder in it.
Interesting. I did not know that. I know,
you do
I
know.
There was some hanky panky going on.
That's right.
With the fire legal team going on, and I hope that Miss Powell or Mrs. Powell, I don't know if she's
Sydney Powell. Powell, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hope she likes to, you know, sends one up, you know, right down the chute, if that makes any sense. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Eric and Seminole. Now I think I know who this is. Is this our friend in Wyoming?
Yes, Wyoming Williams, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing there, William?
I'm hanging in there, but we're still hauling oil, so I'm happy about that.
Well,
hey, did you hear anything about this Chinese oil field grab down in Texas?
I heard that it was stopped, that there was an attempt to do that, and once they found out that China was behind it, not just a company acting on their behalf, which is what they thought it was to begin with, you know, that China wasn't involved, that they stopped it altogether. Yes, I did hear that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it got shut down, thank
yes,
God.
Yes, it did. Yes,
okay.
It did.
Yeah. So what are the futures? Are they getting any better, or is it still in the tank?
$17 a barrel futures today. That's the highest it's been in a number of days. Oil starts out at $15.06. Brent, crude, Brent is $22.54. They're both up from yesterday. 1 year barrel, $17. Gasoline's up a little, 73 cents a gallon. And number two, diesel's up a little, 69 cents a gallon.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's getting real, wasn't it, Captain?
Well, it was lower. It was lower.
37 negative, wasn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't get any lower than that, does it?
I would say not. Absolutely not. Yeah, they'll give you $37 to come get a barrel of oil, huh?
Yeah, now the government has bought, I forget how many barrels of oil. It's, what, almost two million barrels of oil, and they bought them up there in the fields that you're working up there. So you're going to be busy for a while. It takes a while to get that stuff transported.
Yeah, the outfit that we delivered to you, they said that they got 25 million barrels of storage space available still in Oklahoma and 10 million here in Colorado. So that's 250 barrels of load. That's a lot of loads.
Well, you stay safe. You stay safe up there, and we look forward to talking again real soon. And drive safe and tell everybody up there in Wyoming we said, hey, hey.
You be safe, Captain. God bless everybody, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, that's our friend William up there working in the oil fields up there in Wyoming. Now, this last couple of seconds of the program here brought to you by our buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their shades, their blinds, their shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's does something the big box stores can't do. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Yep, your hometown blind shades and shutters store, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Stop by the store. See Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue truck. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Metairie, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some money. And it's been a busy night. Again, lots of news, lots of stuff going on. Every day it's like another adventure. And tonight it's not going to be any different when we get going again here at 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun. Thanks to all the people that called, the new callers, the new people in the chat room. Appreciate all of you. Keep it coming. And everybody have yourself a great day today. And remember, our show is all about we the people. There is no I, me, or mine. What I do is we, and we do it together. Have a good day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And remember, God bless.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.